Al Jazeera Podcasts.
A drone strike on a gas field in northern Iraq has killed four Yemeni workers. This happened in the province of Sulaymaniyah in the Kurdish region. Local authorities say the field, which is owned by a UAE-based company, was badly damaged and is likely to lead to power shortages. South Africa is marking 30 years of democratic freedom and the end of apartheid rule. President Cyril Ramaphosa has defended his party's record of governance during Freedom Day celebrations in Pretoria. Opinion polls show support for the governing African National Congress is dwindling ahead of next month's general elections.
Our task over the last 30 years has been to bridge the huge divides of wealth and opportunity in our country, between black and white, between men and women, between urban and rural dwellers. We have done so not only to correct the injustices of the past, but also that we may realize the full potential of an economy in which every person has a stake and in which every person has the opportunity to make a meaningful contribution.
At least 200 people have died in floods in Tanzania, Burundi, and Kenya. Flooding has destroyed thousands of homes. The El Nino weather pattern has caused heavy rains that have devastated parts of East Africa in recent weeks. Ukraine is saying it shot down 21 of 34 missiles that were launched by Russia in an overnight attack. Most of the strikes targeted Ukraine's energy facilities. Kyiv is also saying that it targeted two oil refineries in Russia's Krasnodar region with drones. Kyiv has said that it, in, among other targets that have been struck, is the Kushevs military airfield, which actually lies in the same region. Hundreds of homes have been damaged after powerful tornadoes plowed through the U.S. Midwest. At least three people were injured, and some 11,000 homes now are without power. Olympics chief Thomas Bach says Palestinian athletes will be invited by the IOC to compete at this year's Paris Games, even if they fail to qualify. Between six and eight Palestinian athletes are expected to take part.
On the Inside Story podcast, is the right to protest under threat in American universities? The police have cracked down on students for demonstrations against Israel's war on Gaza, but the anger is spreading. How will protests play out in an election year in the US? Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.